You gotta love football season. The hits, the INTs, and the touchdowns. Now you can follow the Denver Broncos with Comcast On Demand Channel 1. Just click on the Sports and Fitness category, then find NFL Network and select Broncos Zone for the Mike Shanahan Show, Broncos Classics, and more on your favorite NFL team. You can play, pause, and rewind all of the programs for free with your Comcast digital cable subscription. Find the Denver Broncos with the NFL Network On Demand and Comcast.
And I'm delighted to introduce Dre Bly.
Well, first let me say I'm very blessed and fortunate to be here. I'm very excited. Denver has a great tradition, legacy, you know, won numerous championships. And, you know, a guy coming in from, you know, University of North Carolina, having a chance to play in two Super Bowls. You know, I've had high standards since I've been in the league, and having a chance to finish my career here in Denver, playing for a championship caliber team with the moves we made this offseason. It's a great opportunity, and I just like to say I'm just glad to be here. Coach Shanahan, you know, had faith in me, Ted, the owner, Mr. B, and I'm just glad to be here. And, you know, I really think, you know, with myself and Champ and Lynch and the caliber of players that we have, Javon, that we definitely can do great things next year, and I'm looking forward to it. So I'd like to open up for questions right now.
You mentioned Champ. Let's talk about playing alongside. I mean, who are people going to pick on?
It's crazy because, you know, me and Champ came in the league together. And I had mentioned this to my agent, mentioned it to Ted. I don't know a duo of corners out there with 70 career picks, you know, and it's scary. You know, me and Champ came in together, have had a lot of success, but I'm sure, you know, teams gonna have to pick wisely. You know, Champ has had, you know, great years the last 2 years, definitely with intercepting 19 balls, and, you know, he's one of the best defenders in this league. So to have a chance to play alongside him with Lynch and the rest of the defenders that we have, man, I'm definitely blessed. Having had the opportunity to be around caliber guys like this, definitely, you know, being successful and winning football games. So I'm very excited and looking forward to doing great things, and hopefully we can get Denver back to the big dance where they belong.
After the trade was made, there were reports going back and forth that you wanted to be a Redskin, you wanted to be a Bronco, and some stuff was denied. Can you kind of clarify that story, clear things up?
Well, first let me say, nobody ever heard me say anything. You know, I didn't come to the media, I didn't talk. I just like to say, you know, whenever an individual has the chance to go home, be near your family is definitely something to look forward to. But, you know, I'm grateful to be a Denver Bronco. Has a lot of success, great tradition. And I'm just excited about being a Denver Bronco right now. I mean, everything else is in the past. You know, my agent and Ted and Coach Shanahan did an excellent job in getting me here. Last 4 years has been a struggle. Being in Detroit, not winning, and having a chance to come to a playoff caliber team, possibly, you know, the opportunity to win a championship is something that every player dreams of and something that they love to be in, and I'm glad to be here. Say it again.
What sold you on Denver? You said you were, you know, excited about the possibility of maybe going home. What brought you around to come to Denver?
Well, just I just had faith. You know, my wife was very, you know, she felt good about Denver, and it wasn't that I didn't want to come here. It's just, like I said, every man would love the opportunity to go home. And you know, I told Coach Shanahan, man, you have great tradition here, you know, have won games, and it's a great opportunity. And my thing was, you know, offering stability, and we got the deal done. You know, I'd be able to move my family down here and to settle in, because every individual, you know, has to be, you know, would love to be around their family. And I can't be without my family. You know, I have three boys and a daughter and a wonderful wife. And for Dre Bly to be the Dre Bly that he's been the last, you know, 8 years, you know, I need my family with me, and I do have my family here, and I'm looking forward to being a Denver Bronco.
Has Shanahan ever expressed concern to you about your desires of wanting to be here or extend your meetings with the front office or anything?
Well, Coach Shanahan, you know, he understands, you know, if a guy has opportunity to go home, to be near their family, if an opportunity comes up, you know, it's like a once-in-a-lifetime. But like I said, you know, we got the deal done here. We got a contract. I'm just glad to be here in Colorado. What I thought about Colorado, I just thought about mountains and snow and cold weather. You know, being in Detroit, that's, you know, I'm a Virginia native, a guy from North Carolina also. Just when I thought about Colorado, I thought about mountains and snow. But the minute I touched down yesterday off the plane, I just saw the sun and felt the nice weather, man. And having a chance to drive around yesterday, and my wife has been around all day, is definitely a place that we can fall in love with. And definitely I fell in love with it yesterday. I'm just looking forward to living here and just bringing, you know, what I can add to this team to help this team get to the next level.
Have you been able to talk to any of the guys on the team, any of the players talk to you during the process?
Well, I had talked to Champ. I saw Champ out at Vegas at the All-Star game, and Champ and myself, you know, we came out together, and, you know, we kept in touch over the years. We had a chance to play in the Pro Bowl together, to meet out there at the Pro Bowl. His brother, Boss, and his wife and my wife, they're like close friends. So, you know, Champ would come to Detroit for the offseason, their families, and we'd get invited over, and we'd have cookouts and go fishing. So we're pretty close. Javon Walker, you know, we have the same agent, and, you know, having a chance to play against him in the NFC North, definitely, you know, we've accumulated a relationship. And so for the most part, you know, Steven Alexander, you know, we played together in Detroit, David Kirkus. So I know a few of the guys here, but for the most part, you know, with my personality and, you know, what I can bring to this team, it's not going to take me long to become cool with the guys and develop a relationship, because I'm a pretty, you know, sociable guy, and, you know, I like to have a good time, and I really feel like I can help this team. You know, Champ has had great years. Lynch, you know, he's a force in the middle, and Ferguson, and I'm just glad that I can bring my style and add what I can add to this defense to help us get to that next level.
Working out today, did you notice the altitude, or is it the...
You know, I noticed the altitude when I was eating. When I touched down and I went to the hotel and I was eating, I felt myself breathing funny, and it was crazy because I'm like, dang, I just got here. I haven't ran no miles, or I didn't work out, but actually I felt it. But, you know, people have told me, if you can play here in Denver, you can play anywhere. You know, it's great for training, and I'm definitely looking forward to it. I kind of missed being out there with the guys today. I had to go through the process of doing my physical and meeting with, you know, coaches and doing different things like that. But definitely I'll be out there tomorrow, looking forward to being here all off season and becoming acquainted with my teammates and just so these guys can have a feel for me.
You got winded eating dinner. Are you a little worried about when you do start running?
You know, it was crazy because I'm like, man, I haven't even, you know, I haven't run a mile or did any sprints, and I'm up here, you know, breathing funny. But I heard the first couple of times that you know, the first time you actually come in, that you would feel a difference, you know. But I played here my first year in Detroit, played here my last year in St. Louis, and it was at the beginning of the season in St. Louis, and my mouth was so dry. I tried to take my mouthpiece out, and I couldn't quite get it out. So I'm already aware of the altitude and that you can easily, you know, get tired if you're not used to it. But I'm definitely looking forward to being down here off season and training and, you know, just being the player that I've been, you know, the last, you know, my whole career. You know, I make a lot of plays. I've made a lot of plays my whole career, even in college. It's not like I just turned it on, you know, when I got to Detroit. You know, I've intercepted balls like no other in college, and I've been doing that in the league. So I'm looking forward to bringing that same kind of style, same kind of play here to Denver.
They talked to you about being a return guy also?
That's kind of in my younger days, man. I was put back there because I can catch the football. You know, I have fair catch all day. I was telling Ted last night that the last time I felt good about returning points was after we played the Patriots. Well, the last time I felt good about returning points was before we played the Patriots in the Super Bowl that year we lost. And them boys hit me so hard, man. I think my whole body was bruised. I mean, it was a physical thing. But if I'm called upon to do it, I'll do it. But for the most part, I think they brought me here to pair up with Champ and Foxworth and just, you know, to make plays and just do what I do.
It's been a tragic offseason for the Broncos, and you're coming in not just to take over a spot that Darren Williams had. How tough is that for you? Is that a tough situation? Did you know Darren at all?
Well, I didn't know much about him, but, you know, I just want to make a statement. I'm not here to replace him. You know, players, I feel like, you know, we're replaceable. You know, he's a special guy, you know, did special things for the Broncos. I was just brought here to try to add to the team what I can do. But, you know, I'm not here to replace him. It's been a tough offseason, and my heart goes out to him and his family and, you know, everybody who experienced, you know, bad things about this. But, you know, like I said, that's in the past, and, you know, we want to move forward. And like I said, I'm not here to replace Darren. I'm just here just to add to the team what I can add.
Could you tell today that it's still a little bit of warning?
Well, I haven't had the chance to be in the locker room, be around the guys. I've pretty much been running around and doing my physical. But, you know, I think for the most part, guys want to kind of put that behind them and move forward, you know, and just look forward towards the future.
Great. Keep
taking nothing away from the Lions, but this is an opportunity where they're trying to win the Super Bowl year in and year out. Is that part of the reason also?
Well, you know, the one thing I told Mr. B, you know, I love being around guys that, you know, that have high standards and, you know, that are confident. Not in taking away anything away from, you know, what I experienced in Detroit. But, you know, these guys have done it. You know, they did it last 9-7 here is a disappointment. You know, in Detroit, you know, if we went 9-7, 10-6, you know, that's I never experienced anything like that. That's a pretty good season. But, you know, here we have high standards, and I look forward to being a part of that. You know, Coach Shanahan, he's a confident guy. I love being around guys who walk with a swagger. That's the one thing I loved about, you know, being in St. Louis, you know, the reason why we was able to win. And the same thing here, you know, it's guys that they carry themselves in a high fashion, and that's what kind of guy I am, and I'm glad to be a part of it.
Like you're in kind of a unique situation. I mean, not a lot of guys play opposite Champ, but that comes with it. A lot of teams stay away from Champ.
Right.
Is that an exciting thing for you? Because, I mean, some people look at it as a challenge, you know.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
But you've gone against number one.
I love it. I mean, if you don't know anything about me, the one thing you will know and find out that I'm a very confident guy. I thrive for competition. You know, everybody always said I gambled my whole career. Well, if I'm a gambler, I'm a daggone good gambler because I've been winning a lot my whole career. And I take it any day. So, but hey, I don't back down for anybody. You know, I know Champ, you know, he's done, you know, has had a great career. And people still last year didn't really test Champ, but still he was able to intercept 10 balls even the year before because of the defense and the guys pressuring the quarterback and deflecting balls. So I'm excited about that. And definitely, man, you know, with Champ on the other side, it's going to raise the level of my play because we're going to always compete. That's the one reason why when I was in college, you know, I was able to play, you know, for a good defense under Mac Brown. You know, we had great guys around me, but we competed every day in practice. And everybody wanted to be that guy, make that play. And that's the same thing in St. Louis when I was there. When we was able to win the Super Bowl, you know, we had great guys around us, and we were all competing, trying to make plays. So I think the same thing that happened here, it just raised the level of play of everybody else.
Great. All right. Then, I think Paul's got a few things, a couple things for you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.